Hello and welcome to another episode of Words With Myself.
We all manage and deal with a varying amount of stress, and we also all process this and store stress in different ways. And despite it being so common, or maybe because it's so common, it's actually really hard to identify and see the signs of stress. It may feel, or you might feel, like you're not stressed. It may feel just like a normal day to you. But what happens is we get used to a certain baseline of stress. If you commonly put yourself through stressful situations, or you have a stressful job, or you're constantly exposed to stress, your baseline and your threshold and your tolerance for stress is going to be a lot higher than someone who chooses to do more calm experiences or who avoids stressful situations. If you tend to generally be more relaxed and calm and avoid stressful situations, when a stressful situation arises, you might be more likely or more prone to having greater symptoms of stress, more noticeable symptoms at least, because it's uncomfortable and it's different and it's very obvious, as opposed to, for instance, myself. I feel like I deal with a lot of stress on a daily basis, and I'm constantly like pushing myself and exposing myself to different kinds of stressful situations that I've become accustomed to it. And even without kind of jobs and hobbies and all that kind of stuff, when you have experienced a highly stressful event or you've gone through a traumatic experience, each of those kind of compound the way that we deal with stress going forward. Because when you have such a negative and powerful experience, you kind of implement defense mechanisms to prevent yourself from ever feeling those things again, or from going through those types of experience again. These type of events often create processes in our brains, like little watchers, that are constantly watching situations and people and the way that people are acting and the things that people are doing and the way people are communicating and trying to read people's intentions and know whether they're trying to harm you or manipulate you or hurt you. And you're basically very cerebral, very involved in what's going on around you, and you're constantly waiting for that moment where a bad thing happens. And that is a perpetual state of stress. When you are constantly worried that things are going to go wrong, or you're going to be taken in the wrong way, or people are going to have a negative view of you or judge what you're doing, you know, all of that, those processes that are responsible for constantly monitoring our behaviors and actions and the way people are responding to us and how our environment is responding to us, and even just like high levels of situational awareness and stuff like this, it's going to be very stressful for your body because you are taking on such a large role, you know, as opposed to someone who is sitting there and meditating and trying to clear their thoughts, and they're trying to get rid of their processes, right? Like switch off all of that mental noise and instead go into a medium where they can actually just focus on being themselves, like who they truly are, instead of this very cerebral, thought-heavy, panic-heavy, anxiety-ridden consciousness. This ego that is aware that life is finite and that we're not always going to live forever, and that there are things that happen in the world that might mean that it dies and we die, and we're aware of that. So just naturally, we're going to be precautious. We're going to seek safety and comfort. We don't want bad things to happen, and we are constantly trying to control things so that they don't. And that attempt to control the uncontrollable is a huge stressor to yourself. It is a massively tiring process. It's something that we are constantly doing, and to varying degrees. You know, people that are more aware than others, or more paranoid or more cautious than others, those are the people that are going to have this process running on overdrive. They're going to be overly aware and considering all types of possibilities and all the eventualities that might possibly happen. And we can wrap ourselves in this thought trains that are consuming our capacity and actually stressing us, you know, worrying about what's going to happen in the future and if everything's going to be okay. And all of these things that are constantly pulling us down. And you'll notice not just kind of in your energy levels and how you turn up. If you're waking up and you're tired, or you know, you're not feeling like you really love life and you're excited for the day. And, you know, a lot of that is going to be stress, and stress is the number one killer. It's responsible for most of the illness in our society. A lot of things stem from this root cause, which is stress and how we deal with stress. Most of us choose to supplement and repress. Repress how we feel and pretend that we're not stressed to try and convince ourselves that we're more okay than we are, or that things don't bother us, and we end up stuffing down the stress and pretending like it doesn't exist. Or we end up going to coping mechanisms where we look to drugs and food and entertainment and all these kinds of things to reduce the feelings of stress we're doing by increasing the amount of dopamine that we have. You know, when you're doom scrolling on social media because, you know, you're just looking at things and you don't even know where you've been, that is most likely you are escaping stress because you have lost yourself. You're not even concentrating on what you're doing. You're literally just like numbing your mind by going through things so quickly, and it's allowing you to escape the stress that you're feeling. So all of these ways that we manage our stress is actually just really avoiding our stress. We're not actively working on it. We're not doing things to reduce our levels of stress. And there's loads of things that we can do for that. It's important to first note that, like, stress mostly is stored in the body, especially when it's repressed. If you feel tense and you feel sore and you feel like your muscles ache and you feel very heavy, that is because you are storing a lot of stress. And as soon as you begin to relax and soften your shoulders and take the time to take a few conscious breaths, you will notice that you begin to soften, you begin to feel lighter, your stress levels will start to drop. And if you can do some stretching and release that tension from the muscles, you'll notice even then that you're further reducing your stress. Things like exercise and eating good foods and taking long walks and nice warm showers and stuff like this is going to help to naturally reduce your stress levels by looking after yourself, by giving yourself the love, the care and attention that you need. That is how you are going to manage stress, because you cannot avoid it. There are things in life that are just naturally stressful, but that doesn't mean that they're things to avoid. For instance, having kids can be highly stressful because there is a lot going on. You're constantly having to be aware and responsible for them. And at times it can be incredibly stressful. And this doesn't mean to avoid having kids or to stop giving them your attention or stop looking after them, but instead to deal with that stress, to make sure that you're not pouring from an empty cup, to make sure that you're constantly replenishing and giving yourself what you need. For instance, I train a lot, you know, I exercise a lot, I put my body through quite a tough time. So to balance that out, I also need to feed it lots of good food and stretch it a lot and make sure that I'm taking care of my body. That's a way that I manage the stress that my body goes through. And the same can be said for all types of stress. For any kind of stress, there is going to be some way to balance it out. If it can be avoided, if it can be reduced or cut down, then that might be something to investigate. If something's too stressful, then maybe it's just not right for you. Maybe that isn't the way that you want to live. But if you do, you're going to have to find a way to manage it, to deal with it, and to make sure that it doesn't consume you or it doesn't negatively affect you, that you are balancing yourself out. And of course, there's also going to be things that stress you out that are things that you need to heal. Defense mechanisms and bad patterns that you've got into that are causing you more stress, that are actually making your life more unbearable and a heavier burden. And you're carrying things with you. Of course, as you go through life and you accumulate experience and wisdom and knowledge and trauma, and all of these things begin to compound. As your responsibility grows, you're going to need to learn how to deal with the stress. You're going to need to make sure that you're not storing it or repressing it, because that is when it metastasizes. That's when it becomes illness. That's when it becomes debilitating. And unfortunately, that's how a lot of us live our lives. We live our lives in this constant state of stress. And without managing it really correctly. We just use these coping mechanisms. We use these methods to escape the stress, but we're not actually dealing with the things that cause us stress or looking at ways that we can mitigate the stress that we actually need in our life, the things that are valuable to us and that are healthy for us. So have a think. Think about what things in your life stress you out. What do you worry about? What are you concerned about? When do you feel heavy? When do you feel tired? When are you going for your crutches or coping mechanisms? You know, do you feel like you need to keep smoking cigarettes or binging on Netflix and social media and all the other ways that we cope with stress? Once you identify the things that you do to cope with stress, you can then understand what events happened before you needed to go for those vices. You know, what caused you to do that? Is that something that you can change? Or is there a way you can mitigate that stress? Because you really need to make sure that you're looking after yourself. And stress will mess up your life in so many ways that you wouldn't even think that it was stress that was causing that. You know, people get chronic illnesses that are stress related, but they're diagnosed much later on in life when the damage is already done. A friend of mine has chronic fatigue syndrome and he always used to work all the time, be 24/7. And it's almost like life said, now I will force you to slow down. I will force you to take rest. And his body just couldn't keep up anymore. And you know, he was absolutely fine until it hit him one day. And you never know. And we take for granted on a daily basis just what we are putting our bodies under, just the amount of stress and pressure that we are dealing with. And it's important that we are aware of that so that we can manage it. Thank you for listening.